Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. What a beautiful Saturday morning this is. This is Reverend Alan Arasaki speaking to you from my Pearl City home. And would like to say thank you all for listening. Today, as many of you know, it is the time of Bon Dance and Obon. And I was going to speak about, again, the meaning of Obon and why we remember and send our appreciation and gratitude to our ancestors. But today I'd like to speak with you about the thing that's been going on in the world today and just in this past week, the five police officers that were killed in that sniper shooting in Dallas, and the many different situations where police shootings of African American and all the protests and all that is really kind of really in this time of joy and peace and gratitude is really unsettling with hatred and anger. And so I'd like to share some of the thoughts with you that has been posted on Facebook over this past few weeks with all this turmoil that's been going on. And today I want to share with you some thoughts of some other Buddhists around the world that they have shared their thoughts with this thing about these tragedies on social media and on Facebook. First, I'd like to share this poem that was written by the Kana Buddhist monk. And on Facebook, he writes, "All lives matter. It does not matter what you look like. I can love you. I can hate everything you do. I can love you. It does not matter what you sound like. I can listen to you. I may think that nothing you say is true. I can listen to you. It does not matter what you feel like. I can touch you. You can hate the way you feel, and I can too. I can touch you. It does not matter how calm you are. I can fear you. You can be as distant as the northern star. I can be near you. Whether you are gloomy and sad or as bright as that star, I can shed a tear for you. You can be silent or as loud as you are, I can hear you. What am I trying to say is you can be completely sane or as mad as a hatter. It matters not what or who you are, because all lives matter." I want to share with you a message by our own bishop, Bishop Eric Matsumoto, in which was shared with the ministers over the past weekend. And this is a message for all of us to listen to. "A humble request for a moment of reflection. Dallas, Orlando, Istanbul, Medina, Paris, Charleston, Oak Creek, San Bernardino, and the list goes on and on. Each day, I start by watching the news for a few minutes to see what was going on in the world and has taken place since I went to bed the previous night. Needless to say, we have many problems and issues which plague us. While mass killings, whether motivated by anger, greed, racism, self-centeredness, discrimination, or any other reason, is only one form of violence which troubles our world, the recent increase in such incidents is a source of concern. It seems no place is safe or immune, not even places deemed sacred and holy by many around the world. As we watch the news on TV, listen to the radio, read the paper, or glance at posts on social media, we see so much suffering and needless, in my opinion, killing happening around the globe. But what can I do? In my humble view, A first step is to consistently remind ourselves, and this is for the whole world, of the value of equality, harmony, nonviolence, humility, mutual respect, and preciousness of life. To be sure, we are not perfect human beings. We have negative thoughts, which at times do surface in hurtful ways. But at the same time, may we be guided and inspired by an all-inclusive wisdom and all-embracing compassion, which encourages us to self-reflect and to try to respond to situations and circumstances in non-violent ways instead of reacting. In Buddhism, we would say, let us be guided by the Dharma or teachings. As Buddhists, we are familiar with the sayings, hatred is not overcome by hatred. Hatred is overcome by love. Revenge can be overcome by only abandoning revenge. The wise seek neither victory nor defeat. May all beings be happy and safe. Further, in the larger Sugavati Vuha Sutra, it says, all people of the world should respect and love each other and should not hate and envy each other. They should share their possessions with each other without being greedy, always speak gently, and live harmoniously without hurting each other. The great Pure Land Master, Tan Luan, said, because they are the same in practicing the Nembutsu, all within the four seas, no matter how distant, are brothers and sisters. Daniel Shoning is known to have said, since we equally receive the benevolence of the Buddha Amida, and equally have Shinjin, all in the four oceans are brothers and sisters. In Buddhism, everyone and everything possesses or has access to Buddha nature, the potential to become enlightened, and thus one and all should be equally respected for that potential. My request, on the next available occasion, be it the Sunday service, weekly or monthly service, or any temple gathering, may I ask that we, as Jodo Shin Buddhists, please take a moment to reflect on the world, including ourselves and the Dharma. As to an exact action, whether it be a Dharma message by a minister, doing a selective, reflective reading appropriate for the purpose, or simply the lighting of a candle in tribute to remember and honor those who died, are directly suffering from an incident, and those who are acting so courageously to help others. I leave that up to each temple and or Sangha. My last thought is, I may not be able to change someone else, but with Amida Buddha's light of wisdom illuminating me, awakening me to my own ignorance, and Buddha's light of joy nurturing me, transforming my anger into joy, may I come to some realizations about myself and contribute to harmony and peace in the world in grateful response to wisdom and compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Sincerely in Gassho, Eric Matsumoto, Bishop. And in closing, I want to just share with you what the Reverend Blaine Higa had posted on his Facebook page. And in closing, let us reflect on these words. Amida Buddha surrounds all forms of life with infinite love and compassion. In particular, sends forth loving thoughts to those in suffering and sorrow, to those in doubt and ignorance, to those who are striving to attain truth, and to those whose feet are standing close to the great change called death. Amida Buddha sends forth oceans of wisdom and compassion. May we find comfort, courage, and healing within the embrace of eternal light and life. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening, everyone. Let us take these words into our hearts and thoughts and spirit. May we truly change ourselves to change this world. Thank you. Nam Mandaps. Nam Mandaps.